chair on the issue of Article 10. We are very happy to see you in this role. We are very impressed by the methodical and the professional manner in which you are undertaking this task. And please rest assured of our full support and cooperation. It would come as no surprise to you that Article 10 is a top priority for my delegation, as it is for other countries of the non-aligned movement. Pakistan strongly believes in the full, effective, balanced and comprehensive implementation of all articles of the Convention, including Article 10. The implementation of Article 10 has been short of desired, while it has remained on the agenda of states parties' meetings throughout the history of this convention. It is evident from the fact that the principal beneficiaries of this article, the developing countries, are not satisfied with the status quo and are requesting for a more concrete mechanism which can live up to their expectations. So in our view, any future intersessional program as well as the outcome of this review conference should include a concrete and practical mechanism that promotes the full, effective and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10. We recognize the legitimate proliferation concerns and we would want them to be addressed at the national level. Pakistan has taken a number of steps in its own domestic regulations, export control laws, etc., to address those. However, peaceful use cooperation should not be affected for legitimate purposes, and the benefits of biological science and technology should be promoted for the benefit of all states parties, as per the letter and spirit of this convention. While I have the floor, I also wish to recall, as mentioned by our distinguished colleague from China, that Pakistan has co-sponsored a working paper with China, which provides for the establishment of a multilateral non-proliferation and international cooperation export control regime under the aegis of the convention. And I would also like to mention that we find very interesting and positive the spirit of the proposal presented by Russian Federation on a mobile biomedical unit. We are ready to consider its details, how it is fleshed out, but the concept and the general proposal is something that we can certainly support. Thank you, Mr. Facilitator.